World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I need that song. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I don't know what your belief system is in regards to the end of days, rapture, not rapture. My whole life, you know, I was raised Catholic. There's really no end time theology in the Catholic Church. And Lord, just let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. Amen. So I never really thought about the end times. And I got radically saved at what I now know is a dispensational church. And they started teaching the rapture and all that kind of thing. I'm not criticizing. I'm just telling you, okay? Up until then, until I was 38 years old when I found Christ, or he found me, I had no idea end times, what the end of days would look like. I didn't have any idea. Still don't really have any idea other than what other people tell us and speculate and all that. Is there really going to be an end of the world? Is there really an end coming? Didn't think about it. The average person doesn't think about it. That's for sure. And if we are coming into what we would call an end of days, whatever your theology might be on, doesn't matter. How does this whole thing play out? If we took the Bible out of existence, how does this whole thing play out? Does it end in mass war? Is it really, if there is no God, let's say there is no God, let's pretend. Will mankind be possible? Will it be possible for mankind to completely destroy all life on the planet? Really? Really? So they're going to set off some bombs in Russia or Israel or Rome, and it's going to get me here in Hebron? How does that work? So you mean to tell me there's going to be a virus released that's going to kill every human being? If you think about the idea of the end of days, the only way there could ever really be an end of days is if there's a supernatural. Really? Really? I think only a God or whatever you would call it would have the ability to snuff out all life on earth. That ain't just going to happen. It's just going to happen. So the fascination with the end times, as I said, I would like to say, doesn't have to be the end of, it doesn't have to be the end of times for it to be the end of my time, right? And ultimately, that's what about heaven and hell, the afterlife. So many questions out there that we really, really, we don't know. I'm going to take you someplace today. Some of you are going to be glad you came. Some of you aren't going to be glad. So just, you know, whatever. And don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Because you know this, that when I come here, excuse me, I do the best I can. I do the best I can to vet everything I show you. If I don't know, I say I don't know. This is just a possibility. And I'm going to bring up some stuff today that's going to made me scratch my head. So I want you to know that on this show today, I'm going to postulate a theory, not a fact. I don't know, okay? So take it with a grain of salt. Mel's got her hand up. Go ahead, Mel.
Thanks, Coach. Hey, you know, in our Ecclesia Bible study, we're talking about end times and eschatology. Unfortunately, we are not going to be able to meet this evening. So if you were planning on coming tonight, sorry about that. We're doing it as often as we can. We have rescheduled for next Thursday night, same time, same place. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Mel. Thanks. Appreciate all you do. Folks, look, we have so many great things going on. We're not, I'm telling you this, we ain't a normal church, because we got people here. There are all kinds of ministries that are blossoming out of what's going on here. So much so, staking this month. Let me just jump on that. Clemish Valley. Saturday, we're going to go stake someplace. We're going to go stake someplace. Get yourself some Dagon stones. Get somebody with you. Now, we're going to try. I'm going to tell you tomorrow. I want to try to do it in categories, okay? Whether it be government buildings, whether it be churches, whether it be. I want us all doing the exact same thing. And it isn't hard. And you can do it. And you will help build the faith of others by helping them get involved, okay? I'm not going to talk a whole lot about that today. Other than we're going to do it this. We're going to do it every. We're going to do it every Saturday in, excuse me, in August. Hey, Chad, what did we decide to call that? Chad in here, deep, maybe sleeping in, it's okay. I forget. Anyway, we're going to do it, okay? Look, are you looking at me? Right now, tell somebody, get a hold of somebody. They don't have to be in the queue. Get a hold of somebody and say, come on, I want you to go with me. We're going to go prayer walk. And they say, just come with me. It'd be really easy. The Bible says I need a partner with me. Just come and just be my witness. Be with me. That's all. It's going to be safe. You don't need a gun. Don't need anything like that. Okay. And then tomorrow, well, you can do it right now. You can go out state, prayer walk everywhere you go. We ought to be doing more and more and more of it. But on Saturday, we're going to do it as a group. Craig's out there. Mr. Numbers is out there. Remember what happened when we salted the waters? Remember what happened when we went and prayer walked the 12 judicial, my brain's dead. Anyway, come on, folks. We're seeing fruit from things we're doing. And we need to get more people engaged. I believe in the supernatural, okay? I believe in the supernatural. I believe the Bible says kings of this earth set themselves, rulers are taking counsel together against the Lord. It's a cosmic battle. Jesus, the devil, right, wrong, liberty. It's all spiritual. Come on, we have to understand this. Not Republican, Democrat. not that at all. Wow. Hope you're still with me. I want to show you something. I got to show you this because, wow. I'm about to postulate. Spencer, see, I'll just make sure you're awake. What's that word mean? You know, the Holy Spirit's prompted me three times to Google postulate. Postulate. P-O-S-T-U-L-A-T-E. Postulate. It's to invite, to solicit, to require by entreaty, to assume, to take without positive consent, a self-evident problem, answering the action, which is to postulate is, in my opinion, to give a theory. To give a theory. I want to give you a theory today. Oh, I got some great stuff. Pull up for me. I'm here. Okay. Disclaimer. Coach Dave, disclaimer. I don't know if this is to be true. I was part of a, how do I say it? Warren Armour last night had a round table. I wasn't part of it. I saw it and I tuned in and watched. And it was pretty fascinating about what's going on. The kings of this earth. Are there any good guys out there? And yada, yada, yada. But in the midst of that, something popped into my brain that I have got to share with you, okay? I got to share with you. Everybody repeat after me. Coach Dave doesn't know if this is true. This is a theory. But it's not a theory that I came up with, okay? Yeah, they're breaking up. Here it is, okay? Here's the theory. I'm going to throw it out at you right now. Epstein Island. Epstein Island. What the heck's going on with Epstein Island? And why won't they tell us the truth about it? And Dan Bongino said that some of the information that he saw and he's going to release shook him to his core. What Dan Bongino said. Jeffrey Epstein, and you know, he was connected with others. You gotta stay with me. Stay with me. Because I don't know. I don't know. But here's what was postulated. Here's a theory that was given. I'm giving you a theory. I don't know if it's true. Don't run off and have people say, oh, he's making up conspiracy. No, I'm taking it with a grain of salt. What's Jeffrey Epstein really after? Or let's back up a little bit more. What are the kings of the earth really after? They're after the seed. They're after power. They're the seed of the serpent. They want to destroy everything. Paul Judge, you're hitting it. DNA modification. That's where all this end times, that's where all this end time technology, one new world order, one government, that's where all of this takes us, folks. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom. So where the Spirit of the Lord isn't, there is bondage. Bondage. That's part of the battle that's going on. Are you ready? I got some stuff I can. I don't really know how to put the show together, to be honest with you. But here's what I'm leaning a bit towards. Bill Gates. I'm looking at my chart over here. I don't even know where to start. Bill Gates was deeply involved with cloning. Cloning. Well, you're on top of it. You're on top of it. Yes, Vince, don't play anything yet. Folks, what if, and this is just isn't me, what if Epstein Island was part of it just to get men in there and trap them so he can control? I mean, that could all be possible. Get these powerful men so he could control them. But what if at the heart of Epstein Island was cloning? Bill Gates, Epstein, end times, nutty guys, world control. And what do we hear all the time? People telling us, oh, that's not really a Biden. That's a copy of him. That's a clone of him. And we kind of brush it off. How would they do that? How would they do it? Folks, what if we're going to find out? What if one of the reasons they won't release the information to us is Jeffrey Epstein Island, are you ready? Was a sperm collection operation to create clones. So what? Yeah. Why did Jeffrey Epstein go after the rich and powerful and beautiful? Was it more than just did Bill, what's his name? My brain went dead. Gates, did Bill Gates want to create a nation of clones? And didn't Dan Bongino say, supposedly this is, now come on, hey, I know conspiracy theory, I know. Supposedly, Dan Bongino, in his research and his discovery, has come upon evidence of hundreds and hundreds of little cloned embryos in the research. And so we ask ourselves then, well, why won't they release it? Why won't they release it to it? Because it is so massive and so diabolical that the average American would not be able to believe it. Listen, I don't know, okay? I'm throwing it out as a possibility. We know cloning is real, right? Dolly the sheep, we know cloning is real. Are they able to clone people? Was Jeffrey Epstein able to collect the DNA of Bill Clinton, Prince Charles, all these famous, was he able? After the sexual union took place, were they able to go into those young girls and collect some of the semen that had been deposited? And then use that? This is otherworldly, isn't it, folks? This is otherworldly. But the kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the anointed. And we know this, that people look at Joe Biden, say, that's not the real Joe Biden. That's not the real Joe Biden. Is it already happening? Is it already going on? Okay, pull it up here real quickly. Pull up number 12. Is that what it is? You got it. I'm just asking the question, okay? This lady, Julia, I'm just a couple minutes from looking, not the whole thing, don't put it in the chat. Was Jeffrey Epstein about cloning the world's powerful? Go ahead and play this just real quick. I don't know how long it is. Go ahead.
I wanted to just like be quiet and live my life and forget about it all. But then I can't forget about it. I'm tired of feeling ashamed when I didn't actually do anything wrong. And I know that I'm one of the lucky ones. I know that other people have had far worse. And that's who I want to speak for. I want to speak for the people, you know, who can't talk anymore. I was just a young girl with hopes and dreams, and I thought I could really make something of my life. So I started modeling. I thought, you know, that I could try. One day, this beautiful American model approached me and asked me if I was a model. I told her that I just started modeling, and then she said her friend who owned Victoria's Secret was here, and did I want to meet him because he could
Victoria's Secret. Help Hang on, click, career. click. Pause. Victoria's Secret, who's that? Are you noticing? They're not after the big, fat, tattooed, purple-haired girls, are they? They're after a perfect, beautiful race. Go ahead.
I was like, oh my God, like my dreams are all coming true. I just couldn't believe it. What an opportunity. So we went to show Jeffrey my portfolio. I walked into the hotel room. I sat opposite him. I gave him my modeling book and he looked through it and he was like, wow, you have the most amazing figure I've ever seen in my life. Then he said, right, we definitely want to bring you over from South Africa to New York. They said that they'd pay for my ticket and get me a visa. I thought it was going to be the most amazing opportunity of my life. But then his office phoned and said, pack your bag, we're going to the Caribbean. I assumed it was for a photo shoot. So I said immediately, yes. It was the most beautiful
place I've ever seen. Put it in the chat. I'm not going to watch it all. I'm not going to take all the time up. Folks, listen, there's something going on here. Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Why was he after these beautiful women? Did Hillary go that on it? I wondered if he wanted any women there that looked like Hillary. No, because see, he had the women needed the sperm of the elite. And they didn't even know what was going on. Anybody think I'm crazy yet? Anybody? Pull up number 14. Pull up number 14 real quick. Juliet Bryant. That's the lady we just saw. Juliet Bryant, survivor of American financier and child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has revealed shocking new details about her ordeal. So she's speaking out. Bongino said the stuff that they've seen has shaken him to the core. What if right now in front of us, the devil is doing everything he can to actually create clones and we don't realize it? We don't realize it. What if some of our elected officials are involved with it? What if some of the people that we see really are just shallow, hollow, programmed people? Scroll down. Scroll down, Spence. I'm going to put this in the chat because I want to check out. Juliet Bryant claims Epstein was fixated with cloning. What? During her appearance on the segment Boom Play on February 9th, South African model talked about her escape and encounters with purported network of Epstein, who died in a New York prison cell, supposedly. Bryant shared a chilling incident of waking up naked in the laboratory, and she expressed a desire to find the truth, claiming that she went there through something which she was unaware of. These people were doing something else, and they don't want anyone knowing about it. They did something to me, and I want to know what. That's why I won't stop until I find out what they did. As the host pointed out, Epstein's purported fixation with cloning, DNA manipulation, and transhumanism, Bryant was questioned about any potential indication of these practices. Calling a traumatic personal event, Bryant talks about scientists' involvement in such matters. She talked about waking up in a lab. She acknowledges she didn't talk much about it because it was too frightening. Scroll down. This, click on that. Wait, hang on. Hang on, Spence. I'm not trying to bore you, folks. I'm trying to open your eyes or something. She, however, asserted that she had been harmed, promised, yada, yada. I woke in a laboratory one night. These are the things I haven't talked about. It's because it's frightening. But they are scientists, you know. And as I woke up one night in the laboratory, paralyzed and naked on the table, I'd like to be lie detected on this. You know, there are other weird things that I saw, and we can talk about them later. What if Epstein Island is about cloning? Cloning. No wonder they won't release it. No wonder they can't. Are the American people ready for this? To know that walking amongst us are, dare we call it what? Transhumanists? Is transhumanism already here? Or is it simply something that's coming? Click on number 13. I don't even know. I think we already did that. We did two cloning. What's going on, folks? Pull up for me Psalm 2. Number 6. I got two number 6s. Pull up number 6 here at the bottom. This is really good. I'm not going to watch 12 minutes long. I'm going to put it in the chat. If you want to know more, okay? This is a really good explanation of Psalm 2. Just play it. Just clicked about the 5-minute mark so people can see what it is as he explains Psalm 2. Who are the kings of the earth? Who are they? How can we Christians not understand the importance of that Psalm 2 telling us exactly what's going on? Go ahead, play just a couple minutes of it.
So we have the voice of the, we have the conversation of the kings. And then we have the conversation of the Lord. And here's where it gets spectacular. We have another voice come in at verse 7. And that verse is going to report what the Lord said to him. In other words, the Lord has set his king on his holy hill. And then that king now is telling how it happened. He's saying, yep, he did. He set me on his holy hill, and here's what he said. So we have the voice of God the Father, and now we have the voice of God the Son. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, and then it's going to tell us what the Lord said in the decree of setting him on his hill. You are my Son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the end of the earth your possessions. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. So what we have, imagine the glory of this. What we have in these verses is Jesus, this is the Son, the Son King of the Lord. This is the Son King telling us what the Lord said to him. So Jesus says, I'll tell you what it sounded like when the Lord made me his king and set me on his holy hill in Zion. This is what God the Father said to me.
Listening. Now look, folks, if you're serious, this is worth 12 minutes. Put on another speed. The church is still not in the technological age. We don't understand the demonic manipulation. They are so far, the devil and his minions are so far ahead of us in demonic manipulation that those of us in the church We don't even know what that's. We got no understanding of it. By the way, that's why I make staking so important. Craig, are you out there? Craig, I think you are. Hang up. Hang on.
Yes, what can I do, Coach?
Okay, Craig. Run us through some evidence here real quick of boots on the ground things that we've done and what's happened. Just simple folk like us at Coach Dave Live showing up at Hillary's house and Randy, just some old cowpoke from Oklahoma, going over there and praying over that gate and the destruction politically of Hillary Clinton. You don't think those two are connected? I think they're connected. I think they're connected. Why? The Lord sent us. Randy obeyed. We did it. Boom, that kingdom. Hillary wasn't the same ever since. Any more? How about those Georgia Guidestones? Anybody part of that going to those Georgia Guidestones? I got to flip on that in here today. They came down there. Nobody can figure out what the heck happened. Those Georgia Guidestones came. Well, I know what happened. We went down there. We surrounded them. We prayed. We put the Ten Commandments above them, and the Lord took them down. Craig, any more stuff? Folks, look, we got to see the evidence on our side. We got to see that this stuff works. Any more for me, Craig?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, it probably did start with some of that, because that was 2016, right? And so Hillary was supposed to, she was the anointed one. She was the anointed one to take the throne. That's why John Kerry went to Antarctica on election night of Hillary Clinton. He was getting ready, you know, that's what I was talking about in David Hebner's show this Monday. He was getting ready to talk to these things that you just said. The nations, the watchers, the fallen, the entities, right?
Right. We don't believe in them. We don't believe in them.
Right. I mean, you know, you just have to sit there and ask yourself a simple question. I mean, why would the Secretary of State, you know, go to Antarctica on election night? I mean, it just does not make sense, you know. So, but anyway, so that didn't happen, and Trump came in. So he upset the apple cart, which was God's plan all along, because God puts in the, you know, the rulers that he wants. And then
we go to Bill Barr's house, and 2 weeks later, he quits. Yes or no? Yes or no? We go salt the waters. We go prayer walk the district courts, the federal district courts, and do we see court victories after that? Yeah. Is this all just coincidence? Go ahead, Craig.
So, you know, once that happened, and, you know, then the end, you know, the whole plan was that, you know, Trump can't be, he's not participating with the plan, all right? So then, you know, the Russiagate and whatever. And I think really in 2020, that's when it really ramped up, when we went on October 31st, and you had the Equal Justice Tour. So you went, you know, to Biden's house, went to Obama's house, went to Barr's house. Then, you know, 11 days later, we're at the Georgia Guidestone. Mm-hmm. Then what happened is, you know, stop the steal. So then you came to Washington, D.C. on December 12th, 2020.
You have this stuff all written down, Craig.
I'm just going off the top of my head. So
this is unbelievable, folks. So, you show up, something happens.
So anyways, you know, like you brought up that the outline of the District of Columbia, which is, you know, is like a diamond to a certain degree, the Potomac River actually cuts into it. But anyways, we went to the four cornerstones of D.C., the D.C. boundary stones. And that's when Steve Deck and I, we went to, you know, one of the high Masonic places there and prayed against that. And so that kind of set things in place. But then Biden got in, and then what happened is we all went down to Tony Spell, you know, because he was preaching. That was in the summer of 2021. And that's the first circuit court that we ever really did pray around, which I think was an inspiration for Randy in 2023 to do that. And then that kind of got me on my thing. Well, you know, my proximity, I need to pray over D.C. So I went to a lot of different places in D.C. that we've talked about. And then, you know, we did Gettysburg in 2022. Okay. So that was that really was that the Lord would, you know, we have to agree on what we need to repent on. It, you know, if we don't do that, this is the power of one accord. The power of one accord is coming to agreement about what somebody said and agreeing with it. That's why when someone says a really good prayer and they say, amen, you are agreeing with what that person said. That's a spiritual thing that's very powerful. So anyways, we did the Gettysburg thing. And then Randy said, hey, you know, they're using a court system against us. we need to go to all the circuit courts. So we went to all the circuit courts in 2023. And so, of course, you went to the Serpent Mound in 2022, you know, on the summer solstice or winter solstice. So, I mean, yeah, or 2020, I'm sorry, in 2020 you did. So, I mean, there's just a lot of places that we've gone to. And then we prayed. Look, if you just go to the Liberty Mel site, you know, Liberty Action Network, and look at past events where we prayed against this climate thing, right? You know, because we know that the United Nations and this whole Paris Climate Accords are just, they're part of this group that you're talking about here that's trying to have world control.
And so we go to the Washington's Monument. We pray and stake the Washington's Monument. We prayed and we staked the Supreme Court building. We prayed and we staked the Capitol building. And all of a sudden then, I connect the dots, I don't care. All of a sudden out of nowhere comes Trump, and these kingdoms are, folks, these kingdoms are crashing in front of us. We're seeing them crash in front of us. What's going on? Yeah, Paul, maybe we ought to go stake the National Institute of Health.
You already did, Coach.
Okay, well, there you go, right? All folks, this isn't instantaneous, but it's an unveiling, it's both. What if we could get the church to understand the magnitude of what it is we're doing? We went to Hillary Clinton's house. She was going to be the next president of the United States. And we went to Chap 15 Old House Lane, Chappaqua, New York. And Randy Lunsford laid hands on that gate. She ain't never been the same, folks. She ain't never been the same. Kings of this earth have set themselves. Okay, so let me shift gears. I want to get you in here because I don't like. I'm going to give another disclaimer. I don't know if what I'm talking about, if this cloning is real. I don't know. But it sure would make sense, wouldn't you? If you can get some of Prince Andrew's DNA, can you make another Prince Andrew? If you could get some of Bill Clinton's AD, I don't know how cloning works. Somebody help me out. Couldn't you create another Bill Clinton if you had Bill Clinton's? See, Epstein, Epstein was about control and power, but bigger than, we got to think bigger than this. Why? Because the kings of the earth. Okay, I finally got it. Pull up Michael Heiser. Now, got to do some homework. Number four, put it at 1.5 speed. God, Michael Heiser went on to be with the Lord. There are principalities that rule over nations. I'm going to play just a couple minutes of this. And if you want to understand what it is that we're talking about, the principalities and powers, the evil spirits in high places, if we would understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, through God, through the pulling those down, we're supposed to be able to right now pull down those high places. We have the authority of Christ. We have the tools of Christ, but we're oblivious to what it is that we're supposed to do. In fact, most of the church is talking about not conquering. We're not conquering the devil's kingdom. We're talking about evacuation so the devil can have the kingdom. Come on. I'm just telling you the truth. So let's listen to about 5 minutes at 1.5 speed, the late Dr. Michael Heiser. Boy, folks, your homework today is to watch this 29 minutes. Go ahead.
It talks about Babel. Deuteronomy 32, 8, and 9 does. Now on your left here, I have it in Hebrew. That's for Logos Bible Software, we have the Dead Sea Scrolls in Hebrew, the biblical scrolls. So you can find this in 4Q37, okay, fragment 35. Here's an actual picture of it from the Dead Sea Scrolls website. You'll notice B'nai Elohim. You say, well, why bring this up, Mike? Because let's look at Deuteronomy 32, 8, 9. If you have another version besides ESV, you might want to look at it. You know, I'll show you an example or two. But ESV reads this.
Slow it down a little bit. I can't hardly hear it.
That is, it's not a brain teaser. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he divided mankind, when did that happen? When did mankind get divided? Okay, that's Babel. He fixed the borders of the peoples according to the number of the sons of God. Oh, there's that phrase again, sons of God, supernatural beings. But the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob, Israel, is his allotted heritage. Now, little footnote here in ESV tells you that sons of God is what the Dead Sea Scrolls say, and the Septuagint, which is the ancient Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible that Jesus and the apostles used, This is B'nai Elohim, sons of God. This is what the Dead Sea Scrolls say. If you go out, let's just pick another translation here. We'll go with NIV.
Okay, you can stop. Put it in the chat. That's your homework. That's your homework that Michael Heiser explained, the late Michael Heiser, explains to us the kings of the earth and the war that's going on and how we're supposed to battle against it. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to open it up here, I think. Looking if there's one more thing I want to pull in. Okay, I got to do this. Pull up number three. I don't like to get into this just because it goes down a rabbit hole, but I think it's important. Ohio's Masonic Lodges. Now, friends, Masonic is demonic. The Masonic is demonic, right? I just Googled this. How many Masonic lodges are there in Ohio? Well, click on down below lodges in alphabetical order. Folks, these are denominations. Look at these denominations in every county in Ohio. Scroll down, Spence. Did you have any idea of this, Spence? And you know what they've done? They've infiltrated. These lodge members are on the elder boards. Some of the pastors are lodge members. Go back. Click back a page. Lodges on the Ohio map. Are you making a case? Okay, look, I'm going to shut up. I got more information. I'm not trying to overwhelm you, but I'm going to tell you this. We don't understand the supernatural. We don't understand the supernatural. And Jeffrey Epstein is doing something unbelievably nefarious with the age of Bill. On my brain today. The rich guy.
Gates.
Bill Gates. Funding. Pull up number three real quick. Did we already do that? Okay, we already did it. Okay. Pull up number five. I don't know what it is, but it's valuable enough I put it in there. Pull up number five. Oh, my goodness. I got to play this, okay? Take it with a grain of salt. Go ahead.
State of London and the Vatican, a third city-state was officially created in 1982. That city-state is called the District of Columbia and is located on 10 square miles of land in the heart of Washington. The District of Columbia flies its own flag and has its own independent constitution. Although geographically separate, the city-states of London, the Vatican, and the District of Columbia are one interlocking empire called Empire of the City. The flag of Washington's District of Columbia has three red stars, one for each city-state in the three-city empire. This corporate empire of three city-states controls the world economically through London's inner city, militarily through the District of Columbia, and spiritually through the Vatican. The constitution for the District of Columbia operates under a tyrannical Roman law known as Lex Fori, which bears no resemblance to the U.S. Constitution. When Congress passed the Act of 1871, it created a separate corporate government for the District of Columbia. This treasonous act allowed the District of Columbia to operate as a corporation outside the original Constitution of the United States and outside of the best interests of American citizens. A sobering study of the signed treaties and charters between Britain and the United States exposes a shocking truth. The United States has always been and still is a British Crown colony. King James I was famous not for just changing the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the First Charter of Virginia in 1606. That charter granted America's British forefathers a license to settle and colonize America. The charter also guaranteed that future kings and queens of England would have sovereign authority over all the citizens and colonized land in America stolen from the Indians.
Pause after America, when the president of the United States is elected, two people he goes visits. The queen, now be the king, and the pope. Huh? Oh, yeah. You check it. Some of the first people he goes visits, Queen of England and the pope. A little bit more than I'll let you in there. Go ahead.
Declared its independence from Great Britain, the Treaty of 1783 was signed. That treaty specifically identifies the King of England as the Prince of the United States and contradicts the belief that America won the War of Independence. Although King George III of England gave up most of his claims over his American colonies, he kept his right to continue receiving payment for his business venture of colonizing America. If America had really won the War of Independence, they would never have agreed to pay debts and reparations to the King of England. When Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. President was made subservient to the King of England. The 13th Amendment is called the Title of Nobility Amendment and forbids U.S. presidents and their officials from using royal titles like king or prince or baron. For some mysterious reason, the 13th Amendment, which was ratified in 1810, no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. America's blood-soaked War of Independence against the British bankrupted America and turned its citizens into permanent debt slaves of the king. In the War of 1812, the British torched and burned to the ground the White House and all U.S. government buildings and destroyed ratification records of the U.S. Constitution. One century later, a corrupt U.S. Congress committed the biggest theft in world history. They passed Paul Warburg's Federal Reserve Act in 1913, handing over America's gold and silver reserves and total control.
I want to move on. Put it in the chat. Did you guys see this? Did you see it? But Donald Trump, President Trump, called for lower interest rates. That the Fed should, by the way, the Fed is a privately owned corporation. It's not a government institution. The Fed determines the interest rates, the printing of money. The Fed does, friends. And the President of the United States asks the head of the Fed to lower the interest rates, and he refused to do it. Meaning the Fed overrides the edicts of the executive branch. Who's the Fed chairman? Where did he come from? The hell's that all about? Paying taxes to the Fed? They print money and they make billions of dollars. Are you kidding me? One more thing. Pull General Flynn back up there. I'm sorry, Craig. I'll get you in here. I love to let you guys come in. I just got. Go ahead. Let's hear what Flynn has. He's sticking his neck out, folks. I don't know. Somebody don't trust him. This guy's sticking his neck out. Go ahead.
American people do not want war. And so don't drag us into another war in the Middle East. Don't drag us into a war that's cost us $500 billion, $500 billion in Eastern Europe. What we could have done with that money. And Congress is nowhere to be seen. Folks,
right.
American people, listeners of the War Room, do not think that Congress is going to do the right thing. They are not. They are making a killing on these wars. The neocons, the neolibs. I mean, so I could go on. America is a godly country. And we, which is one thing that we are, in addition to other, you know, declining capabilities, we are a nation in moral decline. And if we don't, if we don't raise the stature, and now I'm talking to the ministers and the pastors and the congregations out there, get your act together. Thank God the Christian community came to the rescue of President Trump. I'm a Catholic. Steve's a Catholic. Trump got the most Catholic votes of any president, I think, since Ronald Reagan, or maybe even before, maybe even more than him. Christians better stand up and step up and be counted and speak up. And I'm not talking about the weak pastors and ministers and priests at the pulpits. I'm talking about people of moral courage. Our country has got to return to that. And it doesn't mean that, you know, there's not other things that I can, you know, argue about and debate about. But what I'm telling you is our country is in moral decline, and we are in a steep moral decline. We're not at the precipice. We're in the abyss. Read Psalm 23.
Boom! Come on in, Craig.
2 points, Coach. So we're talking about the Kings, right? That's why Sky High on June 14th was very important, because we took our feet off. And remember, that was the day of the big riots across the country, and it was like no King Day. So we declared, you know, basically from the last highest point, according to you, to the plains of the Rocky Mountains and the heartland, that there was no king but Jesus. Remember, we all took our shoes off, right? We were standing on holy ground. So don't worry about it. The Lord's got that one already under control. The other thing is maybe why Spencer, while you're talking to other people, he can pull this up. Here's the missing component of Epstein's Island, right? We've all heard of the Bermuda Triangle. Well, that's called the Devil's Triangle. So, Spencer, why maybe people are talking, you can do a little research and show where the Bermuda Triangle is and where the points are. And if you find out where that bottom point is, it's right there by Puerto Rico, almost pretty close there by Epstein Island. So when you understand what the triangle is and how the five points are the satanic triangle and where they point down and stuff, and it goes to Antarctica. Okay, well, that's kind of tough.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
It's right in front of us, isn't it? I'm telling you, man, it's all right in front of us. Oh, my goodness. What was I looking for? Come on, somebody come on in here and save me. Okay, hang on. Well, I'm going to save you. I'm here to give you information, okay? Spencer, pull up 30 Secret Societies. Is that what it says? Number 7. Pull up number 7. We don't talk a whole lot about the Masons and all that kind of stuff here. This, folks, it's just online. Just Google it. Spencer, just start scrolling down. Secret societies in America. 30 of them. 30 secret societies. The Priory of Sloan, Gardens of the Holy Grail. I don't know what it is. Go on down. Rosicrucians. Seekers of Mystic Wisdom. Go on. The Hellfire Club, England's elite debauchery. Number 27, the Assassins, the Cult of the Dagger. Number 26, the Thule Society, of the Nazi regime. 25, the Illuminati, Masters of the New World Order. Knights Templar, Warrior Monks, really. The Skull and Bones, the Ivy League's Power Brokers. 22, the Bilderberger Group, the Global Power Network. Folks, these are all secret societies. The Order of the Nine Angels, satanic extremists. Number 20, the Carboni, Italian revolutionaries. What? Kings of this earth setting themselves, rulers taking, the Freemasons, the architects of power. Number 17, come on, man. That's one, Knights of the Golden Circle, Confederate conspirators. Number 60, you getting it, folks? Are you getting it? Are you getting it? The kings of this earth have set themselves, that they're fighting, they're occupying, they are, and we're not countering it. We're looking at evacuation, not occupation. 16, the Horizon Brotherhood, Egypt Mystics. What? You guys know these things existed? The Order of the Solar Temple, a doomsday cult. The Society of Cincinnati, America's aristocrats. The Propaganda du P2 Lodge, Italy's shadow government. The Black Hand, the spark of World War I. The Ancient Order of Hibernians, Irish rebels. What? These are the kings of the earth, folks. The Knights of Malta, defenders of the faith. Top 10 now, drum roll. The Black Nobility, European aristocratic elites. Number 8, the Sacred Band of Thebes, ancient warrior brotherhood. Number 7, the Ordo Templo Orientis, occultists and mystics, the secret pillars. Really? Really? It's the Samurai, Japan's warrior elite. Number 5, these are all Masons. The Council of Ten, ancient Roman secret society. Number 4, the Order of Eastern Star, the Masonic offshoot for women. Oh, my goodness. The Golden Dawn, Masters of Occult Knowledge. Stephanie, you know any of these? The Bohemian Club, Exclusive San Francisco Society. And number 1, drum roll please, the Order of the Dragon, Medieval Protectors of Christianity. Wow. Huh? This is a history channel. This ain't some religious thing. This is Washington as a Freemason. By the way, Freemasonry comes as an angel of light, doesn't it? Worshipful master. You use all the religious terms. Randy.
Yeah, Coach, I was thinking about the Masonic, one of their little towers was hidden in the mountains there out of Maggie Valley, North Carolina, when me and Kurt, the late Kurt Poole, my dear brother, just passed away, me and him and Clay Parker, we went to that temple there, Coach. It was laid out. You had to see it to understand how demonic it was. But it had rocks from all over the nation, the world, all over the world. And it was built, you know, typical Masonic, you know, nefarious stuff. Number of steps, number of rocks. Everything was nefarious. It's esoteric knowledge, Coach. But what we did, Coach, this is what we do. We get a nudge from the Holy Spirit, and we go into that stronghold on our with our feet, boots on the ground, with the Word of God, with the Holy Spirit in us, and we nullify it.
Amen.
Because we can. We nullify it, Coach. So everywhere we go now, and it's not. This isn't just a guesswork game. This is Holy Spirit driven, timely, sovereign, providential things that we're just being part of. I don't know how I got to be part of it. I don't know, but I am. Coach, I don't know how we backed into this, what we did. Jerry Clower, many years ago, he said, I just backed into this show business. It didn't happen because of me. That's how we did this. We just, I don't know, God found us and he said, I got a little group that can do something. So we do it. But Coach, we are taking down those strongholds. That's the key to not, that knowledge isn't the end game. It's the beginning. We are the people of God on the earth for this time. And it's not to watch evil win and kick our butt. It's for us to take the ground and occupy and militant, be militant. Yes, we can do that with love and no violence. But you know what, Coach? It's still militant. It's a strategic offensive game plan by the Holy Spirit. And if you want to be part of this, just raise your hand. Amen, Coach.
Just raise your hand. Hey, Spencer, I just sent you a standalone video. Huh? I just sent you a standalone video. Here is proof, evidence, whether you want to believe it or not. We went down. I could show you the pictures. We went down and we prayer walked the Georgia Guidestones. Hey, anybody say, yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there. I was there. Play this.
To learn what and who. Right now in Eastern Georgia, investigators are working to learn what and who damaged the Georgia Guidestone. So far, we know part of the 42-year-old monument.
Have you ever seen something so big, so strange, you just had to stop and wonder, who built this and what does it mean? The Georgia Guidestones stood in a quiet Georgia field for more than 40 years. They were made of big stones and had 10 scary rules for people to follow. They were put there by someone, but no one knew why. But when they went off in 2022...
Tomorrow marks 1 year since the destruction of the historic Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah, the mysterious monolith stood on a field in Elberton for decades. So Tracy Amick Pierre is going to show us where that investigation...
Everyone found out. Stay with me, because you're going to want it to hear this.
The monument... Put that in the chat. Put it in the chat. Raise your hand if you went to Georgia Guidestones and prayer walked the Georgia Guidestones. Go ahead, raise your hand. Go ahead. I got a picture everywhere of all of us that went there. And lo and behold, what happens about 6 months later? They fell down and ain't nobody knows what happened. True story. True story. Jack, quickly. Got a bunch of you stacked up here. Go ahead.
Crazy. Okay, so
602 days after we prayer walked.
If you go back about 4 years, we had this conversation about chimeras with Mark Trump and two or three others that had some great knowledge. Look at where we are, what we talked about this morning. Also,
yes,
the thing about the Freemasons, how can any, they say, well, they got into it, they didn't really understand. But when the oath says, I'm in utter darkness and need the light of Freemasonry, how can any even professing Christian join that nightmare?
Because we don't, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and we don't understand evil. We don't get it. Alan Zeifer. Come on in, Alan.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Morning. You're all over Genesis 6 and Luke 17, Coach. That's where we're at. Days of Noah, and we're all in it. And the genetic manipulation, that's what God hated, that stuff. And there's going to be some angelic beings that's going to be released here shortly, and they know how to do it, Coach.
Alan, that's what the flood was about, right? They were mixing the seed? They were mixing the seed.
That's right. Genesis 6, God said, I got to destroy all flesh, all the creatures, all the creeping, crawly things, because they were manipulating DNA. That's why you have all these minotaurs and all these half-man, half-horse creatures. And
all that mythology, they talked about Hercules. And all, then, folks, that stuff is real. What if that was real? What if those were creation of mixing of the seed?
It wasn't a myth, Coach. It was a real deal.
It's a real deal, and it's going on around us right now. There are human clones. You can bet your bottom dollar they're human clones. And that's why Dan Bongino said what has shaken him to his core. He has come upon these frozen, cloned embryos. That's what I think is going on. Craig.
So, okay, Jamestown, 1607. All right. Mayflower Compact, 1620. I put in a chat, 1634, Jesuit settlers from England founded the Providence of Maryland, Mary, Catholic, Maryland, in the colonial area of British America. So that's why Georgetown University is where it is. That's why American Catholic University is in Washington, D.C. All right. Mm. So it all ties into what you just showed in that little clip for about 15 minutes.
Yep. Folks, I don't know. I don't know what's, I'm just telling you. Sometimes I know, sometimes I don't know. I know Psalm 2 is real. I don't know how it's playing out, but it's real for sure. All those secret societies, the influence that they have, cloning. How many times have we heard, so that's not the real Joe Biden? Anybody heard that other than me? That's not the real Joe Biden. What do they know that I don't know? That's not the real Hillary Clinton. Do you guys remember Hillary Clinton that one time when they had to throw her into the ambulance because she was, what was she doing? She was shaking. What if that wasn't the real Hillary Clinton? What if something malfunctioned in her machine? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. Is this stuff all around us and we don't understand it? Are we going to find out that many of the people on both sides of the aisle, some of them aren't even real? And if they are real, controlled, deeper than what we understand, we can't even begin to, we have no idea the depth of the dark. Friends, we all hire our friends. The demonic, when they get in control, help me out, they hiring Christians? Or they hiring their buddies? And by the way, the kings of the earth have set themselves. So they've occupied all those positions. They're in control. Little Scarlet came in. And we're sitting around and we have the ability and the power and the call to stand up and do something about it. And we don't even know what's going on. Somebody wrap that up. My little granddaughter, come over here. Come on. Somebody else, come on in. She's going to disrupt me for sure. That's Scarlet. Say hi, Scarlet. That's where we are, folks. I don't have it all figured out, but I got some of it figured out. Go ahead, Rochelle.
I just wanted to say real quick, your theory is fantastical. However, they don't need your sperm to clone you. And I have been reading about things where they have been able to clone people, and they will just do it so that they've got extra organs laying around in case, for any reason, you need a new liver or something like that. So it goes way deeper.
Here's my point. Would Prince Charles give them permission to clone him? So they'd have to figure out another way to get his DNA. That's all I'm saying. How come they didn't invite me?
Or they may agree to it so that they can have extra body parts.
That's right. They could agree to it. But you better know this. Epstein Island was more than just a place to go and have some sex. Come over here, Quinn. I got to show off. Come over here, Quinny. Here's another one. Quinn.
I'm
Ain't nothing like being a grandpa. See you tomorrow.
I can't.